And with me is the recently installed Grand Marais Mayor, Jay Arrowsmith DeCoux. They just completed their first city council meeting last evening. It was a pretty chock full agenda there, Jay.
We had to take care of a lot of the official things first off, and then there are, as the first meeting of the year, of course, the formalities that need to be taken care of, such as, you know, who are the official signatories and the official newspaper and the official city banks and things like that. But strangely enough, there's not a city radio station, an official city radio station.
We may have to take steps to change that. It moved pretty quickly along there. You filled quite a few vacancies with respect to the assignments for the council members to the various committees and so on.
Yeah, and we got a request from another agency in town or another program in town that requested city representation, and that's the Northwoods Food Project. It sounds like the folks who do the Northwoods Food Project, which is the CSA in town, Community Supported Agriculture, and a couple of other projects. Looks like they're starting to ramp up for some bigger projects themselves, so they wanted some city involvement. So we voted on that and appointed someone to that as well. So we had quite a few vacancies, considering that four of the city council people were done with their terms or resigned for another position. So I think we got a pretty good list of where people can serve based on their skill levels and their interests. So,
and you've got, speaking of vacancies, you have a large one remaining on the city council.
I know. We only have four city council members, and we need a fifth. So hopefully we can get it into the paper pretty soon here. But the new city council voted last night to open an inquiry into that fifth person. So if any of you guys, anybody listening on the radio, know someone who would be a good person to serve on the city council, or if you yourself are a good person to serve on the city council, we would like to have both a letter of intent and some qualifications. And you can find me and give that to me, or you can drop it off at the city hall. We're trying to get candidates for this fifth position so that we can find somebody who will bring different perspective to the council, and also who can, you know, diversify a little bit. There's a lot of beards in the room, and they are of varying colors, but there's still a lot of beards in the room.
So it sounds like what you're looking for to fill that fifth seat is really maybe a little more diversity and, as you said, a different perspective.
Yeah, well, we're looking for qualified candidates. Mm-hmm. I can't say, just me sitting here on the radio station, I can't say who's going to get selected or if there's a category of people who's going to get selected. It all depends on who puts an application in and who shows the interest. So if we get lots of really great applicants, then we're going to take the time necessary to pick the right person. We're going to take the time necessary to make sure we select the right person for the fifth seat.
And that fifth, that person will then finish out the term that's been vacated by Jan Sievertson.
That's right. Yep. Jan Sievertson, her resignation was approved at the meeting last night. So then whoever we appoint to take that will have the remainder of her term. So the next election in 2 years will then be the end of that term. So if anyone out there is interested in kind of dabbling in city council, or I guess it's not a dabble, you're in. Yeah. But if 2 years sounds a little bit more doable than 4 years, then that's something to consider as well.
Okay, and you had a couple other items on the agenda that that represent fairly significant business. I guess one that comes right up there is the district heating project and some activity related to that.
Some of the listeners out there probably remember that last year the city council voted to spend $3,000 to pursue additional funding to continue the project, to basically go into the last stage of planning for the project so that we can start wrapping this thing up with a bow. And the $3,000 that was spent last year yielded what they said it was going to yield. It yielded $100,000 in grant money. So that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And there are certain requirements of the city if we accept this money. So we had a long conversation that was driven by some questions by community members, and that is fantastic. We really encourage people to come to the meetings and throw down your questions. because that's the only way we can really answer them, is if you come and tell them to us. So with those questions in mind, I think we were able to move forward in a pretty measured way. So what we voted to do last night was to accept the grant monies that that were arranged via the $3,000 the city spent last year. We just didn't think it was a good use of that $3,000 if we didn't accept the grant money. And also the closure that this will give the project. This will give us the information to answer the questions that we have remaining. So by accepting this $100,000 for the grants to continue this biomass project, we're basically putting this project on the line. We're saying, if this works, then we're going to know it by the time this money is spent. And if this doesn't work, then you know what? We're done. And the city is not going to be held accountable for any additional costs.
So, and there is a deadline, I think you mentioned, of the end of March that looks like it's a major decision would be required somewhere at that point.
There are a number of steps that have been outlined in the process. So basically, there's an energy consultant firm that has been working on this project. And now the city is basically signing a contract with this consultant firm to continue the project moving forward. Now, what that looks like is this consulting firm seeking the contracts for participating in the biomass project, so for receiving that heat from the biomass project. And in doing so, those contracts are contracts with the city. Mm-hmm. So that was a big part of the conversation last night, too, is that is the city ready to be a part of this and to basically take this on as a PUC project. And there are some hesitations on the council for good measure. This is a big project. And so we laid it down pretty clear that moving forward, the city council needs to have regular updates on this. We need to know exactly where this is at. We need to know exactly what's happening, and we need to know exactly what's entitled in this. And if we can't get that information, that's really going to hurt the progress of the project. I feel like we're taking a pretty measured, pretty cautious approach to it, with still respecting the actions of the city council in the past to continue moving forward with the project. So there's a lot of conversation to be had there, and part of this project, part of the grant monies that we've accepted, is to set up a public announcement, public comment, public engagement process.
Well, it sounds like you've got your plate pretty full already. Well, wish you the best of luck and the best of luck to the balance of the city council. And mentioning again, if there are folks out there that are interested in that vacancy, they should contact you or Mike Roth as city administrator and look for further information coming up through the local newspaper, Cook County News Herald, and very possibly with the WTIP website as well.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.